this Friday, be by the channel for old school street racing at the Texas Motor Speedway. It's Universal Technical Institute Friday Night Drags. And the ticket will be broadcasting live. Tune in as Mike Saroy, the OD, and our old buddy Rich Phillips bring you all of the action as everything from grocery getters to high-octane outlaws race down pit road at the Texas Motor Speedway. Tune in this Friday from 9 until the last drag race. I was looking through my pictures here thinking that maybe some of the aforementioned stuff that I pilfered from my mom might have turned up in the recently surfaced Sophistafunk picture, but that doesn't seem to be the case. We were off into another milieu by then that didn't really include too much jewelry.
All right, so we're still talking men's jewelry, and I'm kind of glad that you never bought into it, because the 80s, being 30 in the 80s and single, I just picture everybody wearing jewelry, you know?
A lot of people did.
And I've always found men's jewelry to be very strange. Like, those that wore it, like, did you hang out with jewelry people? Because I never did.
Well, I mean, I knew some. I crossed paths
like
with some.
Like the heavy jewelry, though? I mean, like chains and bracelets and all that?
I knew some. I don't know if I'd necessarily say I hung out with any of them, but I definitely knew some people like that.
It just always seemed like a very New York thing.
It was hard to make your way around back then without, you know, running into it. You had to deal with them on some level.
Like it was Sopranos-y. Like the people that wore jewelry, I always considered them to be of that ilk.
Guidos.
Yeah.
Douchers.
Right.
There he is.
And it goes hand in hand with the multi-jewelry, the over-accessorization, and cologne.
Lots yeah, you're of cologne. Right. You're right. They do go hand in hand.
And gel. Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Basically the cast of Jersey Shore.
Yeah, right.
Now, did you have a cologne period?
Yeah, we've done cologne talk, yeah. And I definitely remember
taco period.
Wearing that in like middle school. You know?
Yeah.
But beyond that, no. Dude, I think when it came to all that stuff, I was a minimalist, and whether it was, I just didn't deem it necessary. And I thought that if I, even when I was like in eighth grade, I put on that necklace that I was given by Uncle Bill and Aunt Sis. I'm like, man, this doesn't look good on me. It never fit me ever. Other people could pull it off.
Yeah.
Black dudes could always pull it off for whatever reason.
Yeah,
white guys can't do that, man.
That type of stuff always had an effect of making you look like you're trying too hard.
Yeah.
And I probably do enough stuff in my life where I appear that I'm trying too hard that I don't need any help in that department. I already do things that make me look enough like a douchebag that I don't need any more help in that department. So I prefer to fly under the radar as much as possible.
Yeah, and you never, like, you know, you mentioned all the stuff that you wore in the 80s and early 90s with the band stuff.
Sure.
But you never, ever since I've known you, which wasn't too long after that than when we met, you've never came across as a guy that would be into that outside of just being caught up in that scene, you know?
Yeah.
Like a guy that would just, all right, you're getting up, you're going to work, and you're putting on necklaces and bracelets and things like that. Like, you know, my wife definitely would have 10 years ago, 15 years ago, if I would have told her, like, hey, I really want to wear a lot of necklaces with wooden crosses and bracelets. And, oh, yeah.
Yeah, because she was all up into Johnny Depp back then.
Yeah, any of that crap, you know? Now, not like gold jewelry.
No,
none of that.
Know, just the real earthy kind of Native American-y.
Exactly.
That kind
Which
of stuff.
I don't even know if that's jewelry. That's
yeah, it
just,
is. Yeah, it counts.
It does?
Yeah.
I get anything you wear around your neck or around
wrist,
your arm.
Any
or
kind finger. Of accessory.
Okay. All
or
right.
Your ankle.
Right. There may have been a time when I went down to Padre Island, same thing.
Get a little puka shell action going on.
When you go down, yeah, maybe wear something around your ankle or something like that.
Yeah, you know, when in Rome.
Yeah, you kind of get caught up in the moment down there. But I think
cornrows.
Once you come home, you're like, okay, I look ridiculous. You're like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll wear this. Yeah, they'll love it at work. And they're like, what are you doing, man? What's going on over there?
Yeah, you always run into those people that they've clearly been in Mexico for 10 days.
Right. They're overly tanned.
Overly tanned, weird jewelry that you've never seen before in some unusual hairstyle.
Yes!
And it's always the girls. And when the guys do it, you're like, dude.
Didn't the Hammer come back with, like, orange hair one time?
He sure did. Yeah.
From a trip from Mexico or one of those beach places?
I think sure did.
That was a dye job gone wrong.
Well, yeah, it was a dye job gone wrong.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about one that he tried to do himself.
Well, it happened. Either way, it happened down there in some foreign
And then he tried to play it on a quiet. No, I didn't do nothing.
There's too much time in the sun.
Yeah, just too much time in the sun. I always felt okay about the thin gold chain because, you know, I always wore shirts with collars and everything and you kind of had to look for it.
Yeah.
But
what's the point?
I don't know, man.
I don't know. I don't know what the point is, but I'm just saying that I always felt okay about that because it was very unobtrusive and, you know, I kind of liked the way it looked and... And then nobody really noticed it anyway, but that was about as far as I would ever go.
Yeah. I mean, are there guys right now, is there a sect of guys, not that are in like the hip-hop world or whatever, outside of the band world where people are always trying to...
Do band things.
Yes. Is there a group of guys of like white guys that wear jewelry? Or are they just strictly based in, like, New York?
I don't see them, but the circles that I run
with
either. Are so
I guarantee you
boring
they're there.
And bland anyway.
I guarantee you they're there. We don't see them, but they are there.
The heavily necklaced guy?
Yeah. I guarantee you they're out there. But, like you said, we don't run in that crowd, so
yeah.
It's not something that... You know, really makes the radar screen for us.
I will see the overly accessorized dude that may not necessarily be in a band, but the tattoo culture.
Yeah.
Man, they wear tons of stuff. It's a lot of piercings, but it's also a lot of skull rings and
yeah, that's
chain
true.
Bracelets and yeah. stuff. You know, the real hard metal-y stuff.
Right,
and
right.
That's just kind
that's
of their...
That's true. I forgot about those guys.
That's their bit, and I see that quite a bit in circles that I've... intersect with, but as far as like the that's a nice bracelet you're wearing there, Tim. You know, I just don't see that.
No, I don't.
That's a lovely ID bracelet you have on.
But like you go into any of those jewelry stores and there's tons of that stuff
for guys.
Yes, for men, grown men,
whatever floats your boat, I guess. But
what are we going to do about this?
Well, that's not the point of the segment. I don't know if we're going to launch an attack on these people. I just think we're just talking about it.
Pull back at the last minute.
Yeah. We don't want to obliterate them.
It sounds like you're wanting to do something about them and step up and wager a strike against them of some kind.
Just a general discussion.
It's just really interesting. It always has been because I've never been that guy, but I've always seen it, you know, and... The people that kind of do it.
Now, every once in a while, you will meet a stranger that is wearing the fitted shirt and smells of cologne, and there will be a bracelet and a necklace, and
yeah,
maybe a little more tan than he should be. I'm always very suspect of that man. I don't trust that.
No,
man.
I don't either. That's another thing about people that wear a lot of jewelry and cologne, for that matter. I don't trust them.
No, I don't either. They're hiding something.
Yeah, there's something going on. Don't trust them.
But then again, you don't come into contact with them very often either.
That may be the reason that I don't.
He gives off a vibe, so jewelry man will stay away.
Right, right. All right, we got to go.